The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. As Christians, we have a particular disposition of heart that informs everything we do. At the same time, it also directs who we are, our response, and how we receive every situation in our daily lives. And that disposition is realizing that the inheritance that we have, the only inheritance that lasts, the only thing that we truly bank our life on, is Christ. If there is anything else that we have set our hearts on, we know that it won't last. The Lord is always reminding us to receive the blessings that He gives us, the sufferings that we have, but always to do so with the assurance of knowing that we're rooted in Him. We receive that gift in baptism. In baptism, our hearts are transformed. In baptism, we receive the Sacred Heart of our Lord sacramentally, so that He is able to live and move and have His being in us. The inheritance of Christ is the Father. And that is why we also cry out, "Abba."